Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies to wake up everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Emax, and you have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. It's Wednesday, and there's a few things that we going to get into. But before we do, we are going to play one song by my man, Al Porter Jr.'s Against the Grain. All right. Hood Talk Radio.
Yeah. See, they ain't ready for us. I was watching the roots today. They ain't ready for me. Thinking about clips of kids saying,
some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep
this in the block of getting out. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie back. Of the near, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the great goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep
when I started, days of old, drop top 9-8, before the Gucci lane, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Something in life will never change. Something in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped, cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in no dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers go and lie on their song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was Al Porter with Blackout Sounds Against the Grain. This your boy, E-Max, the Image, man, the coolest host in the world, and you have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio, where we take that truth that they say it is, and we break it down to a community standpoint. You know what I'm saying? We try to bring it like you bring it, all right? And you checking your bra. So we go, we're going to go to the phone lines right quick. First call up is 216-394. You're on with E-Max, Cheese, and Teresa, Hood Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with?
You got Johnny G from 100 Million and One Rest of Souls, Inc., and I'm that One Rest of Souls, Inc., and G's Band of Angels. I'm here to let the world and Cleveland know there's some things that need to be addressed here in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Do your thing, bro. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm just marvelous. The thing that I really want to hop on is this Regional Transit Authority and how it is out of sorts. You got a dictatorship in the Regional Transit Authority, and the Regional Transit Authority is a public entity. And I don't understand how one individual can control the public entity, such as the Regional Transit Authority. Joe Calabrese and George Dixon are two of the most disgraceful individuals here in Cleveland. And I'm here to let them know that Black on Black, myself, Al Porter, and hopefully you, and Voice Talk Radio will be on the doorsteps of West 6th Street sometime in November. And I want the senior citizens, the low income, and the black folks alike to be standing on top of West 6th when we go there.
All right. And that's what's
now,
up.
I've got a project that I'm also working with. It's called The Most Notorious Player Haters in Cleveland. And it's the top 10 list, and that top 10 list starts at number 10, rats, number 9, roaches, number 8, skunks, number 7, food line chains, which is in North Carolina, number 6, the Reed grocery stores, which are in South Carolina and North Carolina, and Mr. Reed, who operates out of North Carolina. Also, number 4, Mayor Norton of East Cleveland, number 3, Mayor Jackson of Cleveland, number 2, George Dixon, and the most notorious, most wanted top 10 player hater here in Cleveland is Joseph Calabrese. He's the CEO, the general manager, the secretary, and treasurer of the public transportation, and I think that's a disgrace. Joe Calabrese is a disgrace here in Cleveland. I don't know who gave him that kind of authority, and the only thing that I can relate that to is somebody. He bought the mayor, and he bought the board. Again, I say he bought the mayor, whoever the mayor was when he got here, and the board.
Yeah, you're right about that, man. And they're still paying him for it because, of course, you know, they had their little a disciplinary hearing today. Well, actually, it was supposed to be the action, the execution of discipline. They suspended 63 of those officers, and a couple of high-ranking officers got their heads rolled. So, I mean, but, you know, somebody lost their life. You know what I mean? 10-day suspension.
Are we on two different entities? I'm talking about the Regional Transit Authority. You talking about what happened with the police? That 137, I believe you're talking about now.
Frank Jackson.
But I understand that Jackson said it was justifiable. Now, what kind of mayor would that be in Cleveland if we allowed him to still hold the title of the mayor? If he said that 137 shots into a vehicle with an officer standing on top of the vehicle like a vigilante, and he said it was justifiable, I don't believe, I want to believe that they didn't say he said that, but someone said today to me that that is what I'm so-called Mayor Jackson said, that it was justifiable what those police officers did. Can you please enlighten me and enlighten the audience here today? What did Mayor Jackson actually say?
That is what he said. And he also said that we should take in consideration what the cops had to go through, the officers that fired the shots, you know, what they was feeling. You know what I'm saying? And another thing that he said was at the end of it all was, you know, really it is what it is.
Wait, brother, please. Please help me. You said the mayor of Cleveland said it is what it is?
Yeah, really did. I mean, after all the vigils and after all the protests and all the people standing down there at the free stand, because, of course, when they tried to stand in front of his office, the police made a move, you know, because you got to have a permit now, you know, to hold a pep rally, so to speak.
So you got to have a permit now.
Yeah.
In order to picket now, you got to have a permit.
Yeah, you got to have a permit.
So therefore, you're saying before we can go get the Regional Transit Authority sometime in November, first we got to ask for permission to picket? I mean, you mean they're now going to take away our civil rights and our freedom of speech? Is that what Jackson is doing now?
Well, actually, he allowed it when the Ku Klux Klan had their rally out here. You know what I'm saying? And, right there in front of City Hall, they had a rally. And they made them, you know, of course it was, no, y'all can't have it. And then they lawyers came and said, you know, you messing with our rights, you know, and this and that and the other, freedom of speech,
right. Freedom.
We got the right to gather. But, yeah, you got the right to do it, but it has to be legitimate and it must be, you know, permission granted to do so. So
what happens if permission is not granted?
So then you invite.
So what we would be doing, it would be shoved under the rug, as all other things that should be brought to fruition are done, are shoved under the rug.
Shoved under the rug for the political parties and they lobbyists, special interests.
So what
you know,
are we
a lot
going
of
back
don't
to?
Understand what democracy means. You know,
so we must be going back to some kind of dictatorship or some kind of underhanded, undermined political program here in America. I mean, to me it sounds like they're taking away the 14th Amendment and then taking away our freedom of speech.
Well, I hate to break it to you, man, but this is no longer a country, and it's been that while for a minute. We are now living in United States, Inc. Okay,
ooh.
So a lot of things that's happening is because they are actually trying to do away with the Constitution. You know what I'm saying? And by selling off the country to the Federal Reserve, you know what I'm saying? Now the Federal Reserve owns the United States, and the only actual America is Washington, D.C.
Whoa!
The other states are just part of the union.
Damn.
And we're the corporation. If you ever want to check that out, all you got to do is just Google Crown Corporation. Just Google the Crown Corporation.
So you're saying it's a separation of state now, Washington, and then the rest of the states?
Well, we have two constitutions, you know, basically not. We have the one that was drawn up by the forefathers, and then we have the one like the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Oh.
Okay.
So we're working on two realms now. Is that legal?
Well, that if you ever listen to some of the speeches Barack Obama make, listen to the language that he putting out there. A lot of the language circles around we are formulating legislation that's going to make it legal. Right now they're doing what they have to do. In so many words, he's saying, we writing the laws as we go.
Whoa.
Right now, almost like it's like a boxing match. You know, you watch your opponent to see, you know, what hooks and what jabs and how they move so that you can counter them. Whether they're stronger than you or not, you got to be able to counter your opponent. So if the 14th Amendment protect us, and actually was set up for the white women, the 13th Amendment was set up for the white women, and the 14th was an amendment to the amendment which included black women, but not black men.
Ah.
Okay. So the 15th Amendment in the 70s, or in the 60s, excuse me, which included the black men, because now they needed us to go to service. We had to go. The country was in, you know, we was in an armed state.
And need a body to die. So we relegated to bodies. They needing bodies to have bodies to die.
That's right. So a lot of the things a lot of the laws right now, like these gun laws and everything like that, is basically, it's like this whole government takedown thing. It's like a big company, man. They ain't doing nothing but passing down the new management tools to the supervisors and the shift leads.
Ah. Man, that is ugly.
Oh, yes, because I'm telling you, when they started talking about you got to have a permit, we knew something was going wrong when they made what they turned it into a law. Well, actually, it's a code. It's not a law, but it's a code. They call it a flash mob.
Right, okay.
You can call some of your friends and say, hey, we're going to meet at the park and play basketball, barbecue, and listen to some music, and y'all show up, and then somebody call the police and say somebody just called a flash mob, they coming out in full force.
Whoa.
Yeah, so what we have that's going on right now is based on our government constructing a new counter, what's the word I'm looking for, man?
Must be counter-government.
Yes, another government being set up alongside of the government that we already have, because believe it or not, the new government just took over the company. So government rules don't always apply to a corporation. We got to follow those rules, and it's an outline now. But a corporation can do different things, just like an individual can do things that a corporation can't do.
Right, right.
You know, we don't violate laws no more. We violate codes.
Mm.
You know? So we basically let Frank Jackson, who got some money from the Calabrese, but, you know, who else can hold 4 seats and 5 titles like that?
I've never heard nothing like that before. I've never heard nothing like that before in my life.
That's empirical shit. That's like the Pope. You know what I'm saying? That's like the Pope. So who's ever going to get to that seat? You know what I mean?
So how do we bring this? I mean, this needs to be brought to the public, but how do we go about bringing down this ignorance, though? Because that is total utter ignorance to have one individual hold that many titles.
Yeah, well, the owner of RTA don't want to talk to the people that work for him.
Isn't that, now, that's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, that's strange. He don't care. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much where we are now. That's why Congress got powers that the president don't. You know, that's why Frank Jackson can say what he want to say and do what he want to do. See, the lobbyists give him money.
Mm.
Have you ever heard his campaign speech? It lasts about 10 seconds.
I say 10 seconds.
Yeah. It's about 10 seconds long. You know, he wants us to turn out in the voting pools to reelect him, and let's help bring Cleveland back to where it needs to be. You know,
and how
we that
no, I haven't seen
or
heard it.
Hey, man,
I need to hear it. I definitely need to hear it.
You hit it on the head when you said that Mike White, Frank Jackson ain't doing nothing but continuing the Mike White legacy.
That's all he's doing. That's all he's doing. Because it takes anywhere between 10 and 15 years to bring any major projects to fruition. And Mike White went out in 2001, I believe, somewhere thereabout, and it's just 2013. So we're only talking, what, 11 years?
11 years,
so that means everything that we see in and around Cleveland that is of any magnitude is Mike White. Jack ain't had Jack to do with it. That's why I said Jack ain't done Jack since he's been in office.
That's right. He ain't even trained the kids to sing and kick their legs on the stage.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
So I did a poll at work. A lot of people had never heard of Ken Lancey.
Right.
You know, a lot of white people had never heard of him, basically, and probably, in my opinion, because he dealt more on the lines of black folks. He grew up in a black neighborhood.
Right, And most folks don't realize that. And most folks don't know that.
See, I didn't know it either until it was brought to my attention.
Okay.
And so when it was brought to my attention, I had to, you know, do my own research because I'm one of those type of people. You can tell me something, but I got to find out for myself. You know what I mean?
And I know.
A lot of people I heard about him checked out. I mean, I don't agree with the cash mob thing that he does, you know, buying people.
Okay.
People votes, going around, giving people money. Go, long as you shopping in some of the businesses in the area, that's cool. You know what I mean? You know, applaud him for his effort, but I don't think you need to go that far because Frank Jackson ain't nobody you. It's a lot of people that ain't had to win, Frank, and we can go all the way back to when the first time the police ran up in that house down there off of Fleet. And kicked that door in, kicked that woman's door in. The boy was hiding in the closet, and they shot him.
I remember that.
Yeah, Frank Jackson said that was justified.
How can that be justifiable?
You know what I'm saying? Why is homicide, why is the life, taking the life of another human being, first of all, justifiable?
Okay.
We all breathe the same air. When I go to the bathroom, my third leg, just like yours, if you a man.
Yes.
You know, my heartbeat, if you cut me, I bleed, just like you do.
I want to thank you.
You know, how can
you allow Jack to get back in there then? What would be the prerequisite to us to allow Jackson to get back in there with his track record, especially his track record with the police?
If don't nobody run against him.
We got a man running against him. Ken Lacey going to take him all the way to the polls.
Yeah, he's going to take him all the way to the polls, okay? And Ken Lacey going to use his own money, and that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But one thing about Frank Jackson, man, you know, he got the money machine out there. He a yes man.
What Jackson got, he got name recognition, and I think black folks need to wake up to that garbage of name recognition. Name recognition is only the fact that you're going on the strength of his name. But what has his name done for you lately, as Janet would say? What has his name done for you lately?
He did a damn thing. Just put on
All are you following what I'm saying? How can you be so ignorant that you want to go strictly on a name? But what my thing is, what has the Jackson name done for you lately? What has it done for you lately?
He ain't done nothing.
We better wake up. And you got folks down there in City Hall that's been there since Carl Stokes' era. And you got folks in there double dipping. They retire and then they rehire them and they're probably paying them more than they were making when they were originally hired. So what kind of crap is that?
It's called Cleveland politics, and believe it or not,
you got folks that have retired, rehired, and making more money than they were making when they were first initially hired there. Something's wrong with that problem, and you wonder. And we here in Cleveland wonder why Cleveland is in the poorhouse. Are we fighting to get the budget solved? You got the budget is being misappropriated because you got folks down there that have retired, and you hired them back. And then they drawing down the pension and then getting paid, too?
Mm-hmm.
Got something wrong with that situation.
Well, listen, Johnny G, I got one more caller I want to bring into the conversation if they feel like talking, if you don't mind, sir.
Yeah, bring him on. We want the more the merrier. That's what we want. We want the more the merrier.
And you're right, and you know that. Area code 678-365, you on. Johnny G, Max Cheese, and Teresa Hood Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, how you doing? This is WT in Atlanta. I want to bring a little.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot you guys some answers to what the
ATL,
budget is.
ATL, I love it.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm originally from Oakland, California. We are like real political in Oakland, but let me just take 60 seconds to give you the answer to your question. The issue is that and I got to do a little history, but I'll keep it short. When Jimmy Carter was president, that's the way America mm-hmm. should have been ran. Everybody was doing their own thing. There was money everywhere. You know, if you was doing something illegal, was doing something blatantly wrong, you was caught up. All right. Now in comes Reagan. Reagan convinces people, okay, hey, it ain't about that. Don't you want to get rich? When people start thinking like that, you stop thinking the rest of the way the way the rest of the world was thinking. Do yours, sleep with your chick, take care of your family. Remember, all these problems really didn't exist as much when Jimmy Carter was president. You was able to get a soda pop for 35 cents and so on and so forth. Now, here's the answer to your question. There's two classes of people in every group. There's the people who are doing well. The people who are doing well really don't want to talk to the people in the flatland. That's where the problem is. So even in y'all area, city council and these county officials, they're killing y'all. They're killing us. They're killing everybody. It's not really the federal people, the way people like dress it up. It's the city council. They create these codes, just like the brother was saying. And when you violate them, they try to hit you in the pocketbook. Even if they put you in jail, they still benefit money-wise because they're taxing the people saying, hey, we got this guy and this other guy in jail. Pay us $40 or $80 a day to keep him locked up as long as we can, not telling nobody that you're probably in there for something like a driver's license code. So what happened is we, all of us, white folks too, out of fear, and I use this as an example to get people to understand, when the auto insurance came out, they told everybody, hey, if you vote for mandated auto insurance, it'll be such a benefit for you. And what did we do? Out of jealousy, most of us went out and said, yeah, because the other guy should be covered, not realizing that it doesn't matter whether the other guy's covered. You paying your insurance company. Your insurance company takes care of you irregardless. Well, stuff like that created other stuff, and that's where a lot of these new coding and new city and county things are infringing upon you. Because when you was back in the Jimmy Carter days and you had a union down there in Cleveland, y'all was all making money. Even the racist people was making money. Y'all was all doing good. when the jealousy kicked in. I don't want them Negroes to have that money, or I don't want them crackers to have that money. Y'all start voting against each other, not realizing that ultimately will hurt you a decade later. And so now, just like you guys are talking about, and I'm going to wrap it up by saying this, now because you guys have depowered yourself, us too, will no longer have no power. The people that are in government are now exploiting the people. Just for example, when you put a man in jail, he might got the same ticket as a female guy. Well, answer this question, brothers. Why is you even the, I've never even been to Cleveland, but why is your jail in Cleveland majority of it male? Why do they have a small section for female and a large section for men? They do it in every jail. Is that to say that females break less laws? No, they ticket those chicks and allow them to go on about their business. They harass you and take you to jail. So these things are in play, and you got jail cells on the stock market telling the county, city officials, hey, you need to guarantee us occupancy. I'm not just fabricating that. It's actually in the document for a lot of these contracts that they have with your city council and your county. They guarantee an occupancy. So in order to fix it, you got a radio thing, somebody else got a event company, I got an event company, you got to start putting these people on blast in your advertisements and leaving it there for a year so that when people come and check out your show, you can see who's on blast. That's how you fix it. So when the average Joe goes to vote for a judge on an average day he wouldn't normally go vote, he knows, through watching your advertisements and following your company, hey, yeah, I did hear about Judge so-and-so is crooked and he's been sitting right on this beach for 6 years. That's why we don't know, because we don't keep the information constant. Just wanted to let y'all know.
I like that. We can put them on blast. That's what we can do.
All day long. That's our intention. To put all these folks that has been hiding behind the issues, to put them on blast, to let the public know exactly who they are and what they have brought to the table. And that's going to be the key issue, brothers. We have got to inform, because the folks here are misinformed, and that's one of the major issues. Being misinformed, meaning that you don't know what's going on.
But it can't be verbal. It cannot be verbal. It has to be visual. You have to come up with a visual format, because verbal goes over people's heads.
A visual world. You know what I'm saying? I tell everybody nowadays digital is the way to go. You know what I'm saying? You want to get a point across, because believe it or not, one of the issues, and it's always out in the forefront, is that people don't understand the language of the when you go into the voting booth and you reading all these issues, and you know you vote for who you want to vote for. So you gotta remember that most candidates have to have a swag. You know what I'm saying? They have to have something that draws the people to them, whether it be they are articulate, they comical, or, you know what I'm saying? They'll start off with a little bit of information to woo you into shouting and screaming, and yes, we're going to vote for you because it seems like your plan is the best.
Right, right.
It's just like a commercial. If you looked at it like, you know, you go to a restaurant and they say, oh, 2 for $20. But the commercial don't say nothing about tax and seating.
None of that.
But even with that alone, I want to just interject in there and add my own little comment. Adding to what you said earlier, why aren't we putting these politicians on blast due to the fact that these are elected officials who go to Washington to represent the different states, but yet here we are facing the whole damn country shut down because Democrats and the Republicans can't compromise on all the decisions that are being made or coming from constituents. But yet, none of the constituents' voices are being heard. So, wouldn't it be the right thing to
do? Let the brother answer that question. Let the brother in Atlanta answer that question for us.
Let me answer that question. Because you focus on national as opposed to local. If you would only get your power locally first and focus on that, then you would have the power to do stuff nationally. For example, I stay in Atlanta, but I'm from California. California don't play that. Anytime somebody does something crooked in California, you can YouTube it. You'll see white folks, black folks, gays, Latins all sticking together to get those people out or whatever the case may be.
I'm glad you said that. Because the Internet is a major vehicle in exposing. And you don't only expose them in their little town, but you expose them to the entire world.
Right, and that's my point. The brother, respectful to your vision, you're talking about what's happening with Republicans, Democrats. No, you got to focus on what's happening locally in your county. Take over your county first.
Okay,
and then you can worry about the other stuff. But they now, mind you, let me give you full disclosure. I'm a Republican, fellas, and I'm giving you game on what Republicans talk about. Republicans are confident in the fact that you are looking at the mountain as opposed to looking at the dirt at your feet. If you take the dirt out at your feet, you will crumble the mountain.
Ooh.
Black folks like to yell at the tip of the mountain.
I heard you.
You can't do that. Get 100 people and dig up underneath the mountain. The mountain will crumble.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So I respect what the brother said, but the answer to your question, brother, is not federal. It's nothing federal. It's the people who are hiding. It's the city council. It's the treasurer. It's the commissioner.
We got that new commissioner thing here now with was that Fitzgerald? Ed Fitzgerald. Come on, Radio Combinator. Who's the new commissioner here? Who's been doing nothing? Has been hiring no blacks in the operation.
Yeah, but see, that person needs to be on your advertisements.
Okay.
Saying he didn't do this. He didn't do that. You know, the treasurer needs to be on your advertisement. I mean, when you guys we got a show coming on Tuesday.
Okay.
Scroll down below. Here are the representatives not doing much for our community.
Okay. Blow by blow.
Because
the ones that are not doing nothing, put them on blast.
Right. Visual blast. Because, see, I got about 2,500 people follow me. And when your people view your stuff and they see you doing an event or whatever you're doing, when they happen to go vote on a non-federal day,
for
the judge, the commissioner, they will remember. I had a guy, and now mind you, I only got 2,500 people, but I got 2,500 important people. A guy paid me $1,300 to blast his stuff for a commissioner. So you guys got to understand how it really goes down. You know what I'm saying? So I just called in to get y'all information because I don't want y'all yelling at the wind.
No. We're taking in this education. This is educational and informative at the same time. We're listening, brother.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying, man. Don't be the black folks, and this is why I say to a lot of us on Blog Talk and YouTube. Don't be the commentator. Don't say this is what we should do, black people. No, put that stuff on a billboard somewhere.
Ooh,
you can get anybody taking out their seat or not getting reelected if you're able to afford a billboard for half a year.
I see where you're coming from, brother. A person would drive by
that billboard every day and hate that person just on the verbiage you put up. Republicans do it all the time.
I see it. I visualize exactly what you're talking about.
So that's the answer, gentlemen. It's like even to pub your radio station or what have you. It's all about visual. People do not. We as black folks, we are very entertainment, Stephen Fetchit. minded.
Yes.
We cannot absorb verbal. We absorb it for a week or a month until Miley Cyrus comes on, and then we forget all about the political information we got 2 weeks ago.
But if it's in
anyway,
your speech,
let me go ahead and go. But I just called in to give you all that, man. It's not about that, man. It's about getting this visual in these people's heads and getting them to see what y'all see. Let me leave you guys with this. And
okay.
Recently, someone was talking to me about black men and dating. And I said to this woman, I said, why do you guys always create these negative myths about black men? If the little girl on the Cheerios commercial want to give her father something for his heart, y'all think that's evil because it's a black man. I said, let me point this out. And this is information. I created a YouTube thing on my account and posted it on my Facebook so it runs continuously.
Okay.
I said, according to the census.gov, tracking all the marriage filings, do you realize black men marry black women at 38% to 42%?
Mm.
And they only marry white women at 20%?
Mm.
White men have only married black women at 8% to 12%? And you know what the people were saying? Well, stats can lie. I said, well, hey, what, you're using a little gossip theory. I'm using actual numbers. You guys always say this negative stuff. So, in other words, my point was I've created something to debunk their nonsense, and every time they say something, I point them to their YouTube visual.
All right. All right.
Take care, gentlemen.
We appreciate it, ATL. We appreciate you, ATL.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was informative, brother.
Yes,
and you picked him up all the way from the ATL.
Yeah, that's where I shut up, man, because, you know, I learned a rule a long time ago. Sometimes you got to be quiet if you want to learn something.
Yes, yes.
So that's what it's all about, and that's what it's all about. So, you know, it stretches out across the land. And, one thing I learned
that we need to be more visual with what we're doing. We need to have a visual attack, like we're talking about going down on West 6th. To see Joe Calabrese and George Dixon, that's visual. That's what that brother's talking about. We need action, brothers. We need action.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right, and believe it or not, that is exactly where we already headed. The preparation is
okay. Oh, yeah, we need to put, as Millie Jackson said, we need to put some more logs on the fire.
On the fire. You know
yeah, we need to put more logs on the fire because the logs that's on the fire right now ain't big enough.
It ain't big enough. It's just smoldering right now.
It's
just smoldering right now. But you know what?
Yeah.
We got a camp, and we got people that's out hunting on the logs, and every time they come back to the camp, they throw some more logs, and even though it's just sparking right now, eventually it's going to be a full blaze.
Yeah, we got to turn it into a full blaze bonfire, brother.
That's right. That's right. We can all do that together.
I know we can do it together. It's time for brothers like yourself and myself, Al Porter, folks that really see the vision of where we need to go and how we need to go at it. You had a brother call all the way from the 8th. TL to give us information on how to attack the situation here in our little old town called Cleveland.
So you know what that means, right?
Yes,
that
sir.
What we going through right now and already been somewhere else. And They didn't spot it. Oh, wait a minute. They doing the same thing in Cleveland they did to us a few years ago. Let us crawl out there and let them know.
Yes.
So we wired up right now. Y'all get ready because the snow ain't going to be the blizzard you're going to cover up from. I swear it ain't.
Okay.
I'm with you
100%. I want to pull the covers off of all the ignorance here, man, all the ignorance that's been going on for years. And the ignorance has been going on for years. It didn't just start.
No, it didn't. It's a gradual process, but what was funny was that it was a gradual process out in the open. They didn't even bother trying to hide it. They didn't bother trying to hide it at all. You know,
dude,
it was like one day It was like they tried it and it worked, and after that it was over.
Okay, you know? Okay. And like the brother said, we've been sitting back allowing this stuff to go on with us not attacking the issues and actually attacking the issues visually. We've been talking about it, but now we got to be about it.
We got to be about it. And it's a lot of things that we don't understand. They call it language. Say there's a lot of reasons why they get their shit off, because they know the poor people that need and depend on the government.
That's it.
He said a census poll. Here's one they got, you know, as far as in our city. Right now, at least 68% of people in our city are living in homes that have been foreclosed on.
Huh.
Yeah, but the politicians ain't pushing the issue of putting people out yet because of this so-called government shutdown. They don't want it to, you know, it might go one way and everybody get money and be able to pay their bills. And
right.
But they would rather have it like they project within the next couple of years. It's going to at least be 80 to 90% of people in this city alone. They have foreclosed on, and they still been living in houses, ain't paid no bills, no mortgage, no taxes, no nothing in years, and they still living in the house. They already know that's out there, and basically what they're doing is continually pushing this legislation to make it harder and harder and harder for people to catch up.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all about control, man. It's all about control. Why do you think the Cleveland Clinic Police can be? You know, can put you up and get you a ticket now. And
hey, that's
something. They
a city within a city. How does that happen? I understand they got their own zip code.
Code, man. That's just like Washington, D.C. in the middle of Cleveland.
They got their own zip code, a city within a city.
Ain't that something?
Who's allowing that ignorance? Who's allowing that ignorance?
Our mayor.
I mean, but you might as well say you look up in a couple of years and they'll have a mayor of Cleveland Clinic? The little town of Cleveland Clinic will have a mayor, a town council. All that'll be right there.
Well, you know what, Brother G, we got something for you, man. We already on that page on the visual, believe you me. I would say within the next 60 days, you'll start to see them fires burning all over this city. Trust me. Because it was already a plan. I set up my business plan a year ago.
Okay.
Right now we execute it. We're in the last station of execution, but, you know, it's turning up, as they say. Shit is turning up. So it's not about when we going to do it, it's pretty much when we going to bring it full blast.
I got you. So that means we got to continually gather gasoline cans and have these gasoline cans full of gasoline so we can keep fueling the fire.
That's right, man. You know the old saying, you can't run down the hill. You got to walk.
Okay. Because you mess around and stumble and fall. Running down the hill. You're right.
You can't scare them off now, because sometimes you run down the hill like the Indians used to do, screaming and howling, and all the buffalo running in.
Yeah, you're right. You ain't lying, brother. You're not lying. Well, I'm going to holler this, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you. Once again, I'm Johnny G, and I'm with 100 Million and One Restless Souls, Inc., and I'm that one restless soul in G's Band of Angels. I've had a great time with you this evening, and continue to do what you do, and I got you back, baby boy. I got you back. Give me a holler on your name again so I can burn that in the back of my head. I know Al, because me and Al, we talk all the time, but I want to get that same rapport with you.
All right. My name is E-Max.
E-Max.
Yep, E-Max.
E is in Eddie Max.
Yep.
Okay,
Eddie
E-Max. I got you.
Yep.
I got you, E-Max. E-Max to the max, Take care. Live each day to the fullest, brother. Get the most out of each and every day. Dare to be different, to follow your own stars. But most of all, EMAC, believe that those you love love you. Then you can look forward with confidence and back without regret. Remember the G told you so. And there's only two in the world like me, and I'm both of them. And ain't no telling what you're going to get when you got the G coming.
That's what's up,
baby. All right, baby boy, keep doing what you're doing. I'm out of 5,000, but I'm going to stay on until you get off.
All right, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. So y'all know what's up, man. This is How It Goes at Hood Talk Radio. We are here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you don't believe, this is how it goes down, okay? Y'all know we're here on Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Johnny G was with us this Saturday. Me and him and Al chopped it up. We chopped it up, told the blaze out the bottom of the show. I know because I listened to it. But y'all know what's up, man. And y'all heard the ideas. Y'all heard the brother call from ATL by way of California. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate that call. As always, always a good thing when somebody could call us and tell us. And we were just sitting there talking about this the other day, Chief. Mm-hmm. It's time for somebody to say something new. You know what I'm saying? We like to learn. We listen, and that's how you learn, but you really learn by paying attention to what you hear. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to do, man. So let's all do that one thing. And remember, you got your iPhones, you got your tablets with the cameras and all of that shit. Take pictures. You see stuff like that, you know, make a video blog. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes a lot of people don't understand you can make blogs on Gmail, on YouTube. You can make blogs on Facebook, Yahoo, Hotmail, any of your email servers you can make. You can have a blog page, video blogs, Instagram, they're giving you 15 seconds now. I mean, come on, it's way, Tumblr, LinkedIn, you know, it's so many ways, Circle, because I get emails about all of these things all the time. And even the social media networks are actually very, very active. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the reasons why the government keeps making the phone manufacturers and the computer manufacturers make sure. And that's part of the, you know what I'm saying, initial programming of those, you know, devices so that we can all have easy access to them and they can have easy access to us, too.
Double-sided sword.
Double-sided sword. And you know what it is, man? We here, we had a very, very, very powerful first half of the show. We got another 30 minutes, 37 to be exact, and we're going to take a few of those moments to listen to your boy E-Max with his up-and-coming single, My Moment, all right? Hood Talk Radio, we'll be right back.
I want my moment with you.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's your boy Max Hood Talk Radio right here, y'all. 646-478-0944. All right, press the one key if you want to talk. Just chill if you're listening. Okay, I want to bring something up to Cole right quick. We here at Hood Talk Radio, you know, part of the Hood Family Network of shows, we actually do what we say we do. Now, the truth of the matter is, yeah, everybody needs to get a little more visual. You know what I'm saying? And that's the truth. And it's already been on the table. That chapter of the book has been closed. It's already in action. And I'm not one of those that's going to keep saying the same thing over and over and over unless I'm trying to inform you or educate you on some things. And what I do like to stick in as reminders is let us not forget about Rex 84. Let us not forget about the King Alpha Plan. Okay? Let us not forget that we live in a democracy, and a democracy is basically set up on majority rule. Now, according to the research I've done and the information that was handed to me, majority basically comprises ever said this is the way it should be. And according to the standards of living that we have been subjected to over the past 20 years, those that have the keys to the office doors, okay, they have been in control. So they say who gets what, who does what, who goes where. Yes, there's a lot of criticism and a lot of bias in our political structure here in Cleveland, Ohio, and we as the people, we understand that. But what we don't do is open our mouths. Open our mouths as one and yell at our elected officials like we yell at our children when they do something we don't want them to do. All right? Ain't no being scared. We don't whoop our kids because they told us we'll put you in jail if you whoop the kids, but the kids is going crazy and they putting them in jail. So, you know, what are we supposed to do? Not whoop our kids personally? I would rather sit in jail for 100 years than to see one of my children or my grandchildren step sideways off the line, all right? And that's just coming from me. So I've been to prison. I've been to jail. I know what it's about, and it ain't nothing to be afraid of unless you, you know, you're a punk. Go in there and do what you got to do. Kick your kid's ass, do your time, get out, and kick their ass again because you had to go to jail for kicking their ass. Period. That's what we do as parents. We ain't supposed to be their friends. Okay? We teach them how to be friendly, but we ain't got to be their friends. That's where a lot of parents make the mistake. They forget to be a parent. My mom didn't call me her friend. She didn't treat me like one either.
You had to leave when her friend came along.
She didn't get your ass out of here. You see grown folks talking.
Daddy,
you go sit on the porch. Let her come outside and ain't nobody on the porch. You think a pit bull was after your ass. So y'all know what's up, man. We must believe in ourselves, okay? First thing first, man, let us go back and start reading the history of the thing that we stand up for. Don't just go into the voting booth and vote because that man put out a press conference and he sounded good at what his plan is. Plans are made to be broken. What we don't never get is the plan B's and the plan C's and the plan D's just because the plan A, it may not work. They don't talk about the plan B. Plan A is everybody vote for me and I win and I'm going to get richer and all my buddies going to get elected. Plan B, I don't win. My buddy might win. We still going to get the shit that we plan off together. So read into those issues. When those people be walking around handing those cards to you with vote for me and it's about 10 little five paragraphs all over it, that ain't nothing. Find out what issue two is about. Because if you vote yes just because you voted for the candidate who brought issue two to the table, you might have a highway being built over your house in a year. Right now, I'm trying to figure out how they're going to connect Lil Illity to the RTA Rabbit. You figured that out yet?
Because the railway goes right
over. It goes right over the bridge. Oh, okay, so they're going to build a stop there. All right, because, you know, they're already trying to get one from Richmond Road down South Woodland to connect to 90.
Damn.
Yeah, they're trying to take 271 and get another, give it another artery. And it's only one neighborhood they're going through. Because the white folks don't want to drive through the black neighborhood to get downtown no more. So they're getting ready to get another shoreway right through our neighborhood. So it ain't no surprise that a lot of houses are in foreclosure. A lot of houses are boarded up. They're getting ready to knock them down. Well, they call it raising. So they're going to raise enough houses to build a new thoroughfare. Just so the white folks don't have to look at the black people standing at the gas station begging for a dollar. Ain't that some shit?
You go on the west side and you see the motherfuckers.
It's more people on the west side begging than it is over here. It is. Because, you know, white people let them white people, them bums, hang outside their ice boxes. Excuse me, sir. Smelling up. He's stinking outside.
Stinking up the outside. Where you going?
Individuality.
That's old friend.
Yes.
Old, yeah.
We are only individuals when we are in home, at home. When you're in the shower, you're individual. When you're in the restroom, you're individual. When you're at home by yourself, you're individual. When you get out that door, you are no longer an individual. You are part of a community, a network. Okay? You are part of a family. All right? We all need to know what that means because if I can't say, excuse me, to the lady across the street, your son was hanging from the tree and he fell, I don't worry about my son. I'll take care of that, okay? Why? We don't want nobody to take care of us. You see, that came down to us. We are individuals. Look at your tax return. It's individual tax return. Yet when you get it, don't you share it with people? It don't look like it seems like it's individual to me, all right? So open your minds up. Read some things that's outside of your realm of awareness, okay? If you need to close the Bible sometime and pick up another book, pick it up. Because you might learn some things that might help you understand what's in that Bible a little bit better, or the Quran, or whatever it is you read. If you read the dictionary, read more than one. Don't just read Webster's. Because Webster's and Wikipedia, they may have one definition for that word you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Find a dictionary that came from overseas with an English translation and see if those words mean the same thing. I doubt it. But that's just the society we live in. We read from left to right. They read from right to left. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? They drive, yield to the left, we yield to the right. Cross that water, and it's a whole nother life. Somebody posed a question to me one day and said, where would we go if we left this country? And I said, that's a good question, because they would still have the satellites in the sky. They would send helicopters to watch us, drones, if we having too much fun. You know what I mean? If the world was to blow up right now and black people had somewhere to go, don't you know all the white people in the world would be following? Help us, black people. Help us. We need to help ourselves, y'all. So let's get up there. Let's turn those damn phones and the cameras. Let's expose some shit. You know, the police get mad at you when you videotape them beating up somebody. They get mad at you when you videotape them giving somebody a ticket or searching somebody's car. I've done it many, many times at a distance, but I did it. I posted it on my YouTube channel. You can't be afraid. That's the main thing. A lot of people are afraid of what they call consequences, but hey, maybe that was what you was created for in the first place, to expose shit. Be a martyr. Because I guarantee you, don't worry about taking care of your family, because God said, look at the birds and the squirrels. You know what I'm saying? They don't worry about what they're going to eat, do they? Because I take care of them. and I put you above the animals and the beasts of the field. So what make you think if I take care of them, then I ain't going to take care of you? All right? That's the word of the day, y'all. Don't never forget an empty wagon make the most noise. So fill that cart. Fill it before you hit the checkout line. All right? You're going to get up there with your money in hand, ain't got nothing in the cart, and then you're going to say, oh, I'm just walking around the store for nothing. That ain't the way we need to be. I love when we all get together on the network, man, and everybody talking, everybody got something good to say. You know what I'm saying? And don't ever, 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 ever take criticism as destructive, because sometimes it is something wrong with us. And sometimes it takes somebody else looking from the outside to be able to tell us what's wrong. Let that motherfucker in. Because apparently he sees something you don't, and you right in the middle of it. So let them in. Let them say what they got to say. We always do that right here on Hood Talk Radio. We thank y'all. I want to send out a shout-out to all my listeners out there, everybody that listens and downloads the show. Thank you. Keep our numbers up there. You know what I'm saying? We love it. We're here every week for you. Now, Johnny G has been a staple on our show. When he calls our show, he knew he called in Saturday, and we chopped it up. I mean, we had a powerful conversation Saturday also. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate that. We encourage that. Everybody out there, man, you know, we ain't chasing nobody off. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no doctor, no lawyer, no prosecutor. And I am your average black man from the neighborhood that opened his eyes to see and was and am taking the necessary steps to see what I can do, because it's something that we all can do to make a difference in what's happening in our lives. We ain't controlling this shit, but we can. And if for no other reason, it's more of us than it is of them. You know, anytime you can stand next to a person of another race and they cry more than you do, you know something is wrong. So if the white man pressing his thumb on the white man's neck, just imagine what he got planned for us. You know, but we don't need to worry about somebody else's home. We need to take care of our house. Because when they ride past our house and our grass ain't cut, we get the ticket. Okay? Take that one there. We're going to get into this one song, and I love this track right here, y'all. I want y'all to always remember. Always remember. That's why I'm going to keep playing it. This is my dude. Let me see, where is he at? Because he sums it up for me perfectly. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it like he said, but Gil Scott Heron at the word of the day, y'all. You like that?
It's 1972, an election year, and once again, black people are running for their lives. Reasons are things like the King Alfred Plan, the concentration camps that were used during the Second World War to house Oriental Americans are now being refurbished to confine their new residents, i.e. black people. Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. This is the King Alfred Plan. Ha! Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. Places are being prepared and readied night and day, night and day. The white boy's plan is being readied night and day, night and day. Listen close to what raps say about traps like Allenwood, PA. Already legal in D.C. to preventively detain you and me. How long you think it's going to be before even our dreams ain't free? You think I exaggerate? Check out Allenwood, PA, night and day, night and day. The white boy scheming night and day. The Jews and Hitler come to mind, the thought of slavery far behind, but white paranoia's here to stay, the white boys scheming night and day. What you think about the King Alfred plan? You ain't heard? Where you been, man? If I may paraphrase, the government notice reads, should there at any time become a clear and present danger initiated by any radical element threatening the operations of the government of the United States of America, members of this radical element shall be transported to detention centers until such time as their threat has been eliminated. Code King Alfred. Bullshit, I bet you say. There ain't no Allenwood, PA, and people ain't waiting night and day, night and day, night and day. There will be Without the Motown sound and Thunderbird wallowing in the echoes of Malcolm's words, there must be black unity. There must be black unity, for in the end, unity will be thrust upon us and we upon it and each other. Locked in cages, pinned, hemmed in, shoulder to shoulder, arms outstretched for just a crust of bread, watermelon mirages, an oasis that does not exist, conjured up by the bubbling stench, unwashed bodies and unsanitary quarters, concrete and barbed wire, babies screaming, stumbling around in a mental circle because you never cared enough to be black. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us, blanketed, stifled, a salty taste in your mouth from blood oozing from cracks in woolly heads, red pools becoming thicker than syrup, slow down your face, birds matted by the life force sprung loose from wells, well deep by the enforcers of mock justice of the red, white, and blue. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us. Let us unite because of love and not hate. Let us unite on our own and not because of barbed wire death. You dare not ignore the things I say. Whitey's waiting night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day.
Night day. So y'all know that's Gil Scott-Heron, man, for real, with the King Alfred Plan soundtrack. Y'all need to check that out. You know what I'm saying? The King Alfred Plan, most of the presidents that we had in some way, form, or fashion modified, even Ronald Reagan with Colonel Oliver North. And I know the brother said something about Jimmy Carter, but he had his hand in on it too. It's been a plan for a long, long time that, you know, these FEMA camps, which are in existence right now, as a matter of fact, it's 3,700 in this country alone. Cleveland's got one. It's off in the woods. There's one a little bit south past Lorain Correctional. I'm sorry. Columbus State University. It's off in the woods, off in down there in Columbus. You can check it out on Google Earth, as a matter of fact. It's up there for you. The internet is a powerful tool, and I suggest everybody get a chance whenever and use it. You know what I'm saying? Don't just look at Rihanna's ass, you know, or try to rap like Rick Ross or crack on his titties and his tattoos. But, you know, we have to learn that history does not go away. You know what I'm saying? And the proof of that is that it repeats itself. Here we are again fighting another war, I would call it, for our existence. You know what I'm saying? We don't need equality. We need peace. We need for y'all to just leave us alone and let us be. You know what I'm saying? But the fear that's been out there has been out there for a long time, man. And, you know, we always sit back and laugh at them. The white boys are scared of us. The white boys are scared of us. And, yeah, they're scared of us. That's why they don't say nothing. You jump in their face. The ones that jump back, believe it or not, they'll be on your team sooner or later. But the ones that don't say nothing, those are the ones that are sitting back with the pens and the pencils, wearing the red ties and the blue suits. You know what I mean? So watch what you do. You know what I'm saying? Claim your individuality at home. But remember, when you out in the streets, you need to be as visual as possible. Everybody looking at you. They're looking at how you dress, what you're doing, how you act. They're listening to how you talk. You know, even black folks, when you go into a store, you go into a gas station, you got some idiot on the phone putting all his business out there, cussing, disrespecting himself and everybody else that's around. You know, you did the... Listen, we cannot continue to beat each other up. Yes, it's something wrong with a lot of our people. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of those, but we can't cast them off just because they feel like you can't teach me shit. I'm a thug for life. Let them be a thug for life. But just like these motherfuckers is gradually making changes to do things to continually oppress us, why we can't gradually make changes to offset that. You know, I watched a presentation the other day, and a man said something that sparked the hairs on the back of my head, and I'm bald-headed. He said, we need a model, okay? And if need be, let us find those that became successful. Let us find those that were in the same predicament that we are in and that got out of it and find out and see just what they did to turn their shit around. Take the Jews, for example. Look what Hitler did to them, and look where they are now. What did they do to turn their shit around? we can do it too. We can do it too. We probably do it better. And that's what fear is all about. We never had the word fear in ancient Egyptian. Fear, not what is that? Jail, crime, these are European terms. You know what I'm saying? Nomadic terms. All right? Be the warrior, man. Be the warrior, y'all. We got 10 minutes left to go on the show, and I'm going to say this. I want to thank Brother Johnny G. Okay, I want to thank Brother WT from Atlanta. I want to thank everybody out there that download the show, that's listening tonight, that called in just to listen. Appreciate that. I love that. I love what you know, and I love what you comprehend. Here's a word that I need y'all to look up. We do this every week. Look up the word understand. Figure out. Look up the word understand. Okay? If you need to, look in Black's Law Dictionary, either the second edition or the seventh edition. You know what I'm saying? Words like must and right and appear, okay, and law and codes. Look those words up and see what they do to you. Check out the King Alpha Plan. And while you're checking out the King Alpha Plan and Rex 84, look for document number 200. All right? I tell you, when we started this show, that's basically what we were on. We were on history. You know, the first question I asked was, why was black people chosen for slavery? And the information that I got out of that is astounding. It took me all the way to slavery after the Reconstruction period, and it gave me such hatred in my heart for the ignorance of human beings who felt that they were superior to us, and they still do. When the fact of the matter was, we were always superior to them, and they was afraid that they were going to be whipped and chained and lynched and all of that stuff. So don't be afraid of your heritage. Don't be afraid that we were kings and that we are destined to be kings and queens again. All right? No matter what the DNA says, the strongest DNA is prevalent in us, and that is our beautiful, multi-shaded brown skin. I thank y'all, and I love y'all. Man, I want to play this song, but I want y'all to understand, next week we're going to have Dr. Claude Anderson. Okay, I was able to get a couple of his personal documentaries where, I was emailed them and I was able to download them to my show. So some of us are looking for strategies. Some of us are looking for comeuppance. Some of us are looking for ways out of the madness. I always believe if you can't find a job, create one. If you're looking for an opportunity that just keeps seems to elude you, create that opportunity. Be that opportunity that you're looking for. That's the best thing I could tell you. Start at one if you need to. Everyone, each and everyone needs to understand that money is just a tool. Okay, it's a tool. That's what the rich folks say. And they don't even use cash no more. Gold and silver bricks. If you don't believe me, check it out yourself. We the only ones that use cash, poor people. Black, white, green, blue. You talk to a motherfucker that's your boss. Talk to your boss at work one day and ask him for a dollar. And what do you say? I don't even carry cash. Everything is on a card. You know what I'm saying? Not saying be like them, but we need a model. Somehow, the shit that they is taught seems to work. So let's find a model. You know what I'm saying? Just like Frederick Douglass did. He befriended the master son. And the master son taught him all kind of shit. So by the time he became a slave, he was able to sit down and talk to the master son like he owned slaves. And when he got old enough, he said, I'm done. And he walked away. Okay? Frederick Douglass, during the times where they was whipping motherfuckers, whipping them, when they was passing around the Willie Lynch letter, okay, he did it. He did it. If we need a model, all we got to do is go back to our history. You want to know where we came from? You want to know where we came from? You want to know the history of the people that you look like? Find out. Open your mind up and go and study some ancient Egypt. Go and study Samaria. Find out who the Nephilim were and how they relate to the Anunnaki and how they relate to us. All right? Trust me, it will blow your mind. Zachariah Sitchin, that German motherfucker, he knew his shit. That's all I can say. All right? It's funny where our help may come from. All right? I would suggest that everybody take a class or even pick up a book that will teach you how to decipher hieroglyphs. Don't rely on somebody else's information, okay? Fill your basket so that it don't make that much noise. That's all I'm trying to say. Here we go, y'all. Al Porter Jr. with his track, it's called Ken Lancey. Hood Talk Radio, we're going to leave out with that. We will be back Friday night. I love you all. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Together. Together, we will do better, huh? Together, yeah. Together, we will do better, huh? Pay attention to what I'm saying about Ken Lancey, Cleveland's next mayor. Grew up on 110th and Woodland, then 117th, the Badlands. Lancey, 13 years old, working part-time and building up a business mind. Quality of life, huh? It's getting worse for those who live in Cleveland, and it hurts. We need a serious business plan coming from the mind of a businessman. Our city ranks number one concerning job loss. Lancey makes a living creating jobs. Lancey's turned around many failed business. Well, in Cleveland, we need him to help us. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, a lifelong Clevelander. As mayor, he looks forward to serving you. Lancey says no to what's hurting us and stood up against the red light cameras. Our city's value is still declining. What's worse, Mayor Jackson ain't trying. Remember Frank Jackson, his best comment? Jackson said, it is what it is. Our mayor gets results, well, I don't know. He's up on TV and at festivals. Where's Frank? Not at Trayvon's rallies. Where's Frank? Not at murdered women's rallies. Where's Frank? Wait, I see Ken Lancey. Where's Frank? Those two words bother me. We need a leader we can see. For mayor, I back Ken Lancey. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey earned his reputation. Donates to the public education. Created Project Love for self-esteem. Free eye exam so students can read. Gives $50,000 a year to public schools. You ain't know? Well, now you do. Lancey's focused on our neighborhoods. Cause he knows we all not living good. They were busy rebuilding downtown. Our inner city slowly went down. Women came up, murder and rape. 10th violent city, none of us safe. Lancey said, help me to help you. Together, that's how we'll get through. Dealing with criminals, the dirty rats. Ken Lancey's the man to deal with that. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better.